Head of the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, is coming up for renomination in the coming weeks, and he must be confirmed by the Senate to stay on another term. As discussed on Money Matters many times, the Federal Reserve is a private for-profit corporation, an illegal one at that, according to the Constitution, Article 1, Section 10, and a very mysterious one as well. We know very little about the Federal Reserve, except that it is responsible for setting monetary and fiscal policy for our country. In other words, they control the money. They set interest rates. They are supposed to control the banking system and provide stability in the economy. They are supposed to ensure price stability and prevent inflation. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know they pretty much failed on all counts here. Inflation has eroded 99% of the U.S. dollar's purchasing power since the Federal Reserve's inception in 1913. That's no surprise. The more they inflate, the more money they make. Control the banking system? I don't think so. They did that one well, didn't it? It almost imploded. Bail out the banking system? Well, that one I'd believe. They've done a pretty darn good job at that. No one has given more money to the banking cartel than Bernanke himself. And now the banks are paying the biggest bonuses in history, paid for in part with your tax dollars. And what about their edict to foster economic stability? Wasn't it Bernanke who told us last fall we had better give Wall Street $700 billion immediately or we wouldn't have a banking system? And wasn't he in charge in the years leading up to this so-called economic calamity? Time magazine just named Bernanke Person of the Year, oddly enough, but Americans like you and I are thinking otherwise, and now are finally letting our politicians know. Our representatives are getting an earful from people like us, telling them they're fed up with all this free tax money going to the bankers and Wall Street. Although this wasn't all Bernanke's fault, he surely was and is a chief player in all of it, and wouldn't he make a perfect fall guy? Now that's an idea. That may be occurring to our politicians in the last few days. After all, in politics, if you don't have someone to blame it on, they blame it on you, and you may not get reelected. Politics is a dirty game, but a game well played by those playing it. Up until last week, Federal Reserve Chief Ben Bernanke's reappointment was all but assured, but as the vote draws closer, I'm not so sure. The public is angry, and rightly so, and blaming Bernanke is putting blame partly where it should be, of course, on the person at the head of the institution responsible for controlling the economy, an economy which lost control from the top down. In conclusion, I suspect unless public outcry intensifies even more and directed at Bernanke specifically, Ben Bernanke will probably get the votes to stay in another term, but at least your representative can say he allowed some hand spanking and scolding along the way. Based on the evidence, however, Bernanke should be fired. He should be forced to work the rest of his life to pay us all back, and they should appoint a strong Federal Reserve chief who will do what's necessary to fix things. Or better yet, we should just abolish this criminal institution, the Federal Reserve, once and for all. And that's how I see it. The views and opinions expressed on this newscast are opinions and my opinions only. They do not necessarily reflect those of KVMR, its staff members, or underwriters. For KVMR FM, Nevada City, my name's Mark Cunaberti. And don't forget, we're going to be hosting a two-hour membership drive, a Money Matters special, where I'll be reading my personal portfolio on the air for all to hear. That's this Thursday at noon. We'll also be giving out some super cool premiums and a chance to have a margarita night with me and dinner, all our way for saying thank you for pledging to the station. So don't miss the two-hour Money Matters special right here on KVMR FM this Thursday at noon.